This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
This is Free Talk Live. We are here at Rogers Campground for Shire Fest. And also Somalia Fest is happening this weekend for the first time ever. There are going to be libertarians arriving throughout the weekend, voluntarists, liberty-loving anarchists, people who care about freedom. And it should be a lot of fun. It's Ian with you here tonight.
And Daryl.
And Mark.
So, Mark, you were in the last hour. We were talking sort of about these libertarian camping festivals in general and some of the conflicting viewpoints that you find even among libertarians, for instance, in parenting styles. And that led into a conversation sort of about the history of the Free State Project, which had had been throwing the Porcupine Freedom Festival for a long time here. That's what the event that's coming up next week, starting Wednesday. Now, where were you going with that? Because you were talking about the 5,000 first members of the Free State Project who voted on the 10 states, voted which state they wanted to make the target state for the Free State Project, which is this migration of libertarians to move to this one state.
And before you continue with the point, I just want to point out that Jason Sorens, the guy that wrote the, what was that, his doctoral thesis on migration movements that basically became the foundation paper for the creation of the Free State Project, of after X number of signers we vote, he has stated that he wishes he would have had more signers before the vote. So instead of 5,000, he has said that he thinks it should have been closer to
20 right then or whatever.
Oh, I think it should be 20.
Yeah.
I would agree that that was probably a strategic error. Now, this is the first time that this has ever been successful. I run a Facebook page called The Move Here Project.
Yes.
And on that project, on that page, I sort of outline every project where everybody's ever said,
everybody move where I am, right, because freedom.
Well, some people don't say they want to move where they are. I find those to be the most vain of people that say, hey, I've got a really great spot right here. Why don't y'all come on over here, mm-hmm. and we's going to have us a freedom party.
They're not dedicated enough to move anywhere for their beliefs, but they want the people who are dedicated enough to come to where they are.
Well, that's what
they
see, want. I can't leave the mountains of North Carolina because I've already got a chicken farm, and you just need to come here and have your own chicken farm, and then it'll be, you know, chicken farms for liberty.
Yeah, those kind of things. Yeah. And to me, I find that to be the most vain. Many of them have other projects.
And you are a man who knows what's vain.
Yeah, I'm an expert in vanity. I at least acknowledge vanity, you know, right? Like, I know I'm a vain individual.
Yes, you are sitting
Hopefully,
here with a plush king hat on.
King
crown.
Mark, worst of his name.
Hopefully I can identify my vanity and at the very least temper it. I find it to be sort of an ignorant form of vanity when somebody says, I'm going to start me one of them these here get free projects, and people going to move here, mm-hmm. and we're going to get free. Now, first off, they don't have the doctoral thesis behind it to say, you know what, we should have a state and not a region. Because towns exist at the behest of their particular state. The federal government also exists ostensibly at the behest of states.
In theory.
Right, I understand. States themselves are the highest form of government in this country. And so, therefore, you basically have to pick a state and not a county,
well,
not a city.
Well, there are some people that would argue and say that the county sheriff is the most powerful man in the world because he can, in theory, prevent anyone from coming into his county.
That may be true, but I haven't seen any.
I think it's true in theory.
I can't imagine it's true, honestly. I mean, you know, like, you try to be a county sheriff and you stop the fibbies from coming in and doing a Waco on your town. You stop them. Good luck.
Yeah.
So, I mean, basically what you're going to be doing is attempting to elect a sheriff and then build an army around that sheriff and then hope that that sheriff never goes bad. That is a
and
bad
hope that
freedom
his
program.
Army is stronger than any other army that wants to come in because, oh, well, you know, this guy's selling glass pipes. We're just going to come in and take all of them.
Yeah, it's going to be it sounds like bad news from the get-go to me.
Yeah.
But nonetheless, if the Free State Project had, instead of picking at 5,000, the state of New Hampshire, because what happened was there's a huge amount of interest. People were signing up for the Free State Project, and then they had the option of opting out of any particular state.
Correct.
And the vast majority of them said, oh, we'll be happy to move to any state so long as everybody else says that they're going to. But then as soon as the votes had, wham! The things stop.
Right.
Why? Because it's reality. And people didn't want reality.
They wanted a dream.
They wanted a dream.
Hmm. Right.
And when I first heard about the Free State Project, it was 2004. I was living in Pennsylvania. And I said, why would I move further north? I hate all the snow that we have here.
Yeah. And snow is got to be, it's among the top three reasons why people don't want to move to New Hampshire. And by God, if you don't want to move to New Hampshire because of the snow, then that's a perfectly valid reason as far as I'm concerned. Consider for a moment that you don't want liberty badly enough.
And that's okay. You know, there are some things, everybody's got their priorities in life,
right.
And, you know, if freedom is not the number one priority, then...
Happiness is the number one thing, and if snow is going to prevent you from being happy...
You shouldn't do that, yeah.
Then, and the freedom doesn't outweigh that, then, you know, then don't do it.
Yeah.
But I'm just saying that reality hit, the number of signers plummeted.
Right.
Plummeted.
That were signing up per week or whatever.
They were signing up per week.
The rate of signers.
Right. To the point that basically the only thing that was keeping the Free State Project alive at that point was Free Talk Live. Now, Jason Sorens, the founder of the Free State Project, has told me, and I think it was off the air and not on. I'm not 100% sure. Ian was accepting the award at the time for our outreach, and so he wasn't there, but said that essentially one quarter of the signers he would be happy to assign to Free Talk Live. You know, like if he thinks it's fair. And this is the kind of guy that guesses low, not high. Like
he's
a very, you know,
conservative
type of guy. And, you know, fine. If you want to round up and say a third, maybe that might be a little optimistic.
I'll take a quarter. That's very nice.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I would say that we have nothing to do with the first quarter because that was all prior to the New Hampshire pick. Then we get a third of the ones that remain. That's legit.
Yeah.
Maybe a half of the ones.
I remember years ago at Porkfest asking, you know, who all's here, Free Talk Live listener, and there were quite a few people there.
Well, I mean, you know, the former president of the Free State Project, two presidents, three.
Found Free Talk Live and then found the Free State Project.
I believe that's the case. Yeah. And it was you were a big mover back then.
Right. Were you driving somewhere else with
only that the reality of these things gets to be once reality hits, then people are like, oh, well, I'm not entirely sure about that.
And, you know, just to kind of take that idea a little further, we see so many different people, you know, online, on Facebook, libertarians arguing online in various different forums. And it just seems so pointless. You know, like, oh, you're going to convince somebody on Facebook of something. It's pretty rare.
I'm fascinated at how many people will spend all their time talking about how voting is immoral on Facebook. And that is like the sum total of their activism. Like they're arguing to other people to be less active.
Right.
Yeah, and we talked about these echo chambers a little bit last night on the Thursday episode, me, Heather, and Chris. And you know, I'm not necessarily opposed to when I'm dealing with people. I'm not necessarily opposed to dealing with people that aren't complete a-holes, which is what you get if you make all of your posts on social media public. You're going to deal with a bunch of a-holes. I don't have time to deal with a-holes.
Right.
All of my posts on Facebook, friends only.
Interesting. So what I wanted to point out, though, was like you've got all these people who are in this dream of liberty out there, right? Like they would love to – they think about being free. They'd love to be free. They type about it all the time on Facebook. They argue
over
the finer points of
it.
Here's something you can do. You can actually join a movement of people, physically move to a place where there are more people who are like you, who are going to agree with you,
right.
Who you don't have to argue with on so much with, and you can actually do things that are working. We're getting people elected. State reps are flipping from Republican to Democrat to Libertarian. There's, yep, like all this success that's happening. But no, they just want to keep arguing on Facebook because they want to, like you were saying, they want to stay in that dream rather than try to actually make it a reality. Because this is the real work. This is the real work.
And then there's the Texans.
And the Arizonans.
Who believe that they already live in the freest state. Like, you can show them the Mercatus Center that they're state number 26 or whatever the number is.
Yeah, really we're even close.
And it's like the extreme nationalism the Texans have just amazes me. They got a great state, mind you, but
hold
wow.
that thought. We're going to continue here from Shire Fest, Somalia Fest, here at Rogers Campground. There's more coming up on Free Talk Live. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com. You've said it yourself. We need a healthcare system that focuses on health, not sickness. Health insurance pays for treating sickness but gives you nothing for being healthy. There is a free market healthcare company that gives you freedom from health insurance. They give you a proactive health assessment daily, no charge, 24-hour access to doctors. Check them out right now at healthexcellenceselect.com. Any kind of doctor, traditional, integrative, chiropractic, acupuncture, and massage. You'll love the service and price. Healthexcellenceselect.com. Healthexcellenceselect.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com is better than ever. I'm Pat Matthews, here to tell you that BuySellMakeOffer.com, the revolutionary site for buying and selling anything and everything, just upped the ante. Go right now to BuySellMakeOffer.com and click the Sign Me Up button. When you do, you'll get the first month free, and then it's just $9.95 a month to be a member forever. And you don't need a credit card for the initial setup. Create your own store on the site and sell whatever you want, as long as it's legal, however you want, and sell an unlimited number of items. Create your own intro video to describe what your store is all about. Use Skype to see who you're buying from or selling to. Sell unused household items, as well as antiques, cars, televisions, collectibles, and real estate. The possibilities are unlimited. Use social networks to promote your store right from our site. Remember, there are never any fees, no matter how much you sell. Become a member today. I'm a member. Get all your friends to sign up, too. This could become a great business for you. Sell whatever you want for the first 30 days free at BuySellMakeOffer.com.
Tyler, time to go for our family walk.
Just let me nap a little longer.
You promised we'd get more active.
I know. How come you're so ready to go?
It's Superberries Aronia Berries.
Aronia what?
Aronia Berries from Superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness.
Where'd you get them?
I ordered them from Superberries.com/radio, and right now we can get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus, we can save $4 at checkout.
I can't wait to try them. I'll get the doll.
I'll get the kids.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. We are at Shire Fest and Somalia Fest. It's happening here at Rogers Campground. Officially started today. Slow start, but these are first-time events. It's Ian, Daryl, and Mark in our hotel room studio this time around. We're bringing you these segments. We're recording them in advance, so you don't get to call in tonight. Be patient with your calls. Normally, we're open phones every night, but when we're on the road, sometimes we just can't make that work. So
Free Talk Live ain't free tonight.
So we'll be doing interviews and such. But right now we're just talking kind of about the liberty movement, the real movement, the physical movement for liberty, the migrations of people that there's the Free State Project, which we've mentioned quite a bit tonight, but also the Shire Society, which is sort of behind the Shire Fest name. Shire Society is a decentralized version of encouraging people to move to New Hampshire, encouraging libertarians, voluntarists, liberty-loving anarchists, people who care about freedom to move to New Hampshire. It's kind of competing with the Free State Project in that way. It doesn't have a board of directors to make wrong decisions. It just exists as a sort of open invitation and encouragement to move. But Daryl, I know you wanted to talk about the objections to what people say, like, well, I don't want to move or I can't move to New Hampshire because...
Right, and we already mentioned weather to where, you know, there's a lot of... And that was, you know, something that sort of prevented me for a while I really, really hate snow.
That held me back.
Cold weather. I left Pennsylvania because I got tired of shoveling the snow.
I'd never seen snow in my life besides a flurry in like 1989 in Florida that, you know, didn't even touch the ground before it had melted. So I hadn't even really experienced real cold weather. But that was my objection. It took me like a year to finally decide to sign up for the Free State Project because I didn't want to be in a cold place. And then I eventually realized, you know, liberty is that important. I'm willing to do this.
Right. And, you know, so that weather, I would say, is one of the more legitimate reasons.
Sure.
And then there's also, I've had this job for a really long time. If I take a new job, then, right, you know, I don't know if I'll be able to make an equivalent amount of money.
Career, yep.
Don't forget the pension, yeah.
You know, job, I would say, again, a legitimate reason. And then family. I cannot convince my wife.
A big one. Yep.
You know, I've got a
sick grandmother,
sick parent that I'm taking care of. I've got, you know, fill in the blank family obligation.
Some people have left New Hampshire because something happened to a family member back home.
Correct.
And then they're gone until whenever.
Those are the three that I would consider to be legitimate reasons.
Okay.
And then there's the people that will come up with what I consider to not be legitimate reasons of, I'll move to New Hampshire once the activists there are able to fill in the blank. Get fill in the blank law passed or fill in the blank law repealed. Meanwhile, I'm going to stay in the socialist hellhole of California that I'm in, or I will stay in the People's Republic of New York,
mm-hmm,
or I will move to Colorado because I can buy weed there.
Yeah, well, you can do that in California.
The taxes are absolutely horrible, and you know, like, it's not one of the, you know, freer places. Certainly, Colorado is better than California.
Yeah,
I don't know. See, that's the thing is that you're putting these value judgments. I don't know what makes people free, because freedom to some extent is like sort of reality. There's an academic freedom, but if academic freedom, you know, like suppose a place is extraordinarily free when it comes to marijuana, but not free when it comes to taxes. Daryl, I don't care anything about marijuana freedom. So the taxes freedom is going to hit home for me. And whereas if a place is free as far as taxes and has the sort of surroundings that I want, but, you know, marijuana is punishable by the death penalty, it's not going to affect me. I mean, my business partner might have his head lopped off on noon on the Central Square, but, you know, personally, it wouldn't affect me.
Right, but, you know, again, these are people that are like, oh, well, it's called the Free State Project. You're not free yet, so I'm just going to stay in socialist land. Well, no, it's project is in the name, the statement of intent.
It's also free and state, which are two, it's an oxymoron,
and
right?
It's true. The statement of intent says, once there, I will exert the fullest practical effort. But yet they're wanting everybody else to do the work.
It's the
little red hen or whatever the hell that story is of who's going to help me till the land? Who's going to help me plant the seeds? Who's going to help me tend to the crops? Who's going to help me sow the crops? Who's going to help me bake the bread? Who wants to help me eat the bread? And all through all the steps, everybody, not me, until who's going to help me eat the bread? And then everybody's like, me.
Yeah, sure.
Everybody wants to reap the rewards, but nobody wants to do the work.
Well, I don't know that nobody wants to do the work, but not enough people.
Yeah, not a lot of people. And you know, how many of these people consider themselves activists? I don't know, because everybody who's a libertarian isn't necessarily an activist.
Right.
And so you've got that factor of, you know,
right. And the term activist is, in addition to the term libertarian being broadly defined by some people, the term activist has been broadly defined by people.
Agreed.
Where they're like, well, I went to a meeting that one time and said something to somebody, so therefore activist.
So another, I think, lame objection is the nitpicker objection, where somebody will say, oh, free state, New Hampshire, you guys elected blah, blah, blah in the year blah, blah, blah. So, you know, in 2012 it was Obama, and, this year it was Hillary, although it was super close, Hillary
right.
versus Trump. They'll find some Republican or Democrat politician, and then they'll go off on how, you're not free, you guys aren't free, this is terrible.
Yeah, and then there's also the, oh, I'm never going to move to New Hampshire because fill-in-the-blank person also moved to New Hampshire. You do realize it's a really large state,
yeah.
Right?
Well, it's not that large, but it's big enough to where you don't have to see the person you don't like.
Right.
There are people live in my town.
Yeah. There are parts of the state to where your nearest neighbor is like a mile down the road.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. If you want privacy, there's plenty of land, and you can keep away from people if that's what you want. But you know, the nitpicker, they'll find some sort of political objection to say, oh, well, you don't have totally legal marijuana yet there in New Hampshire, or you
right.
elected a Democrat or whatever, and they don't understand the nuances that Democrats in New Hampshire aren't quite like Democrats everywhere else. Republicans in New Hampshire aren't quite like Republicans everywhere
right.
else.
There are some Republicans in New Hampshire that are like Democrats. There are some
right.
Democrats that are like Republicans.
There are some
Republicans and Democrats that are libertarian.
Exactly. And it's an interesting layout. And so these people find these objections despite all of the wonderful things that we talk about and that the 101 Reasons film
Correct.
Shows. There's literally a lot of reasons why New Hampshire was chosen. It was already arguably the freest of all the 50 states, and it's only going to get more free as more people who are willing to do something actually
Right.
come here and do something. And if you're just trying to find a reason to not come, look, just admit you don't want to move. That's fine. If you want to stay where you are, just stay there. But to come up with some lame-o reason,
and I think to some extent, people feel like they have to come up with a reason for mm-hmm. why they're not going to do something.
Mm. Right. And to me, if the reason is I want to be close to my family, I've got a job that I can't leave, I don't like snow. All those things are fine reasons as far as I'm concerned.
Good luck.
Maybe you can work something else. You know, it's just what it says to me is that whatever that is isn't as important as, you know, the ideas of liberty to
yep,
you.
And, right.
and it's true. It's not, some things aren't as important to me either.
There's more coming up here from Shirefest. This is Free Talk Live.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX, that's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
Do you know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there, just waiting for your glass. With the ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Hi, this is Ron Paul, former congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I love these summer months because this is when I get to enjoy the fresh fruits and vegetables that are being harvested on small farms and in our backyards. We all look forward to garden tomatoes and corn on the cob. Don't you wish there was a better way to preserve their true tastes and flavors? I'm here to tell you that there is a better way. It's by using the amazing home freeze dryer from Harvest Right. I have a Harvest Right freeze dryer and use it to preserve the foods I love. Strawberries, apples, and even lasagna and ice cream can stay fresh for 25 years. And the best part of my freeze drying is my family and I have a supply of long-lasting food on hand. So no matter what may come, we feel better prepared. We love our freeze dryer. To learn more, go to harvestright.com or call 800-923-9591. That's harvestright.com or 800-923-9591.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Kiss your credit card debt goodbye. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to achieve financial peace, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. We are here at Shire Fest and Somalia Fest at Rogers Campground. Beautiful location. The mountains are visible today. Even though it was a little rainy earlier, it's cleared up.
I am so glad it stopped raining because I was able to get a run in.
Yeah, you did. And perfect weather otherwise. It's a little cool outside, but not too cold. And so you should come up here and join us because things are just barely kick-started here on Friday as we're recording this particular show. We're going to be here throughout the weekend, so we'll look forward to seeing you if you're coming up for either of these great events, or what we hope will be great events. It's the first time for either of them. With you in the studio here tonight, it's Ian,
Daryl,
and Mark.
We've been just talking about the New Hampshire Freedom Migration that's been going on here now more on an organized basis for like a decade. But people have been moving here for a long time for more freedom, unofficially.
Well, one of the former code enforcers in Keene claimed to be, the original free stater, moved in 1960-something?
Yeah, so, Mark, we were talking about some of the objections that people have, libertarians have to moving here and excuses for, why they're not willing to do that. And
you're not free yet!
And then there's the ones who want everybody to move to where they are because, they like the idea of moving, but not enough to actually do it themselves. So they want all the other people who are willing to commit to that to come where they are, which, of course, why none of that ever works. None of those other.
It's nicer in Arizona, so you should just move here.
And the the Arizona thing was interesting because recently somebody had posted, I think on like Michael Dean's Facebook profile about Free State West. Y'all ought to come out to Arizona and move here where I live, that kind of thing. And you've had this Move Here Project page on Facebook, Mark, that you've been adding these projects to that
as I find
pop up over time. And I don't know how many you've put on there, but there's dozens.
Dozens. Right, because somebody's always saying, you know, wouldn't it be a really great idea if that whole Free State Project thing happened right where I am?
I live. And the funny thing was, this Free State West, I responded saying, oh, I remember Free State West. That was where people who were going to move to Wyoming as part of Free State Wyoming, which has petered out and they haven't updated their website in a decade. But that was like, Free State Wyoming was probably the biggest competitor to the Free State Project as far as like
Wyoming
people
finished like second or third in the
vote. Yeah. And people did actually move to Wyoming for Free State Wyoming. But the thing is, they attracted a relatively small group of people who were the kind of people who wanted to be left alone. So they moved to this big state. Barely know each other and
got left alone.
Don't really do anything. So that was the end of that. They haven't updated their website in a long time. But the Free State West was somebody said, you know, we ought to make it more states than just Wyoming, as though Wyoming wasn't a big enough territory with few enough
people. And I think that it is a goal, but you have to kind of have something that works first.
Right. But so that didn't work out.
You need the alpha before you can have the beta, before you can then have the full launch.
Yeah, so it was like, let's add Montana and Idaho and make it a whole region.
Why not just to do every state? Right. And everybody stays where they are. Yeah. And everything stays the way it stayed.
And so that was Free State West originally, but now somebody else has come up with the name Freak, because it's been around long enough now, it's been in disuse long enough, somebody else came up with Free State West. I came up with this on my own. Let's move to Arizona now. And the process has started over again.
And hasn't Arizona also had the, or at least some people in Arizona have the constitutional county.
Oh, is that in Arizona?
To where they're like, we all need to move to Cochise County because nobody lives there and we can
take over.
Maybe that was libertarian sheriff and then he'll keep the feds out.
Now, I don't know about I don't know that I've got that one on my list. If you can tag me in some information on that, I would be happy to put it on there. But there were the Ron Paul people in, after 2008.
Paulville.
They were going to create Paulville. They wanted a good county. The first thing they looked at was, turns out there's some county in Hawaii which is like got 100 people in it, but it used to be a leper colony. And you're not allowed to,
still is a leper colony.
You mean, well, you're not allowed
there's
to.
There's a county in Texas that had like 90 voters in one of the recent presidential elections.
Yeah, I think that I can't remember what the numbers are on these. It's been a while since I looked it up, but essentially these places were. They're small, and a county exists. Like, if you got, as a county, you got your county, you got it basically taken over. We're going to create the Libertarian County. Well, you didn't have enough, there weren't very many people there in the first place, so the services were low. All you're going to be doing is essentially cutting out public school. You cut out public school, which then goes against the Texas Constitution, then the Texas state comes to you, sues you, and disincorporates your county.
There you go.
And then turns it into the next county over.
Annexed.
Wham! Bam,
or
your project's
unincorporated
done.
Territory would be even better.
Mm.
Just unincorporated doesn't go to anything. It's just some land.
You know that the Texas state government is going to make you follow their constitution if you've got a county that's inside Texas, right?
Right, but no. What I'm saying is, after they dissolve the county, then you just wind up not being annexed by a neighboring county, and you're just unincorporated land.
Oh, you're one of those fantasy people that, why don't you go start your own project? Because it'll go exactly the way you want. The statists are dumb, and they haven't been doing this for 9,000 years. They don't know how to control people. If you want land, if you want to live someplace where a government doesn't claim dominion over you, get a boat. I'm telling you, it's
but
the best
bet. But a
boat's
not land.
But I said, you want to live somewhere. I've been on a boat, and I've been outside, and they don't bother you. They don't care anything about you. When you're on the land, they care. And they're just going to take that county. They're going to annex it into the next county over.
They're going to give it to some politicians that they trust.
Yeah, that's exactly what's going to happen, and it's going to happen every time. So these projects, I chronicle these projects at the Move Here Project on Facebook.
Yes, I'm one of the admins. You made me an admin a while back, and I don't really do anything, but if I stumble across something, then I'll post it.
And for that very reason is just so people can see, because this mistake keeps getting made over and over and over again.
Yeah. Right. And I you know, just for the record, I agree with you of what would happen. I'm just trying to play, you know, advocate of the people that are like, this is what we need to do.
Well, Liberland was the closest thing to what you're talking about, this
unincorporated. Nobody claims it.
It actually was on a map that way. Now, it's been 3 or 4 years now. And they've been recognized, I believe, by One Nation and have very little traction. They have
a nation that doesn't have very much international recognition themselves.
Right. So
which nation is that?
I forget.
I can't remember what I couldn't remember either. I thought it was Switzerland,
yeah,
dude.
We haven't heard any updates about Liberland.
It's been
recently.
A while.
What's been going
on
with that?
That's the thing. There's no infrastructure.
The president of Liberland is doing like a tour of North America.
He was at Acapulco.
But it's one of those places of, even though neither Croatia nor Serbia claim it, is it the Croatian government that keeps arresting people for trying to go there?
Yeah, you can't go there. The Croats will arrest you.
Even though it's not Croat territory.
Correct. Right. And supposedly. So this is kind of one of the things we deal with here in New Hampshire. So, you move here for the Free State Project to what was the freest state in the Union when we moved here, welcomed by the governor of the state. Like, he said, welcome, free staters.
He did.
And then, turns out you get here, and this certainly I should have expected more of this, but, then there's people who are like, you can't come here and change our state, you free staters are terrible.
Of course people are going to be
said
like that.
Said by the people that move here from Massachusetts, Connecticut, and Rhode Island and bring big government with them.
It's amazing. You know, your statist state exists 35 miles away here in New Hampshire. You can go, you're no more than 35 miles from a state that is far less free.
As the bird flies.
And, to say that we want to change the state to make it more like it is, the number one freest state in the Union, seems like a strange thing to say. It seems to me like you've moved here from Massachusetts to make it more like Massachusetts. Why'd
sure
you move?
Did. Sure they did.
There's lots of cheap property there.
The people that move down south to Florida or North Carolina or South Carolina from New York, and they're like, well, where I'm from, we've got blah, 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 blah. You just need to raise your taxes. Well, why'd you leave New York? Because the taxes were too high.
It's cold there.
This is what I tell. When the few times that this has happened to me, that somebody has said to my face, and I did have one woman who gritted her teeth and said, I wish you people would just leave. I'd be happy to. As soon as you go down to Florida and you get all the people from New Hampshire that moved down there out, you get every Granite Stater that lives in the state of Florida out, and then I'll move back. Because when I was born in Florida in 1971, things were quite a bit different than they are today. And the presumption that a state is going to remain exactly as it was with the moment you were born is dumb.
More coming up here from Shire Fest and Somalia Fest at Rogers Campground. This is Free Talk Live.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Ely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-9256. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-9256. Call 1-800-958-9256. 1-800-958-9256.
Join me, George Norrie, in Joshua Tree, California, May 19th through the 22nd for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, a weekend of in-depth exploration into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, UFO sightings, and new evidence of ongoing contact. The conference will feature panels, lectures, films, workshops, and field work with leading experts, including me, Dr. Stephen Greer, Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, Corey Good, Graham Hancock, Linda Moulton Howe, Jim Mars, Michael Tellinger, Eric Von Doniken, Doc Wallach, and many, many more of the biggest names in UFO. ufology. Joshua Tree Retreat Center offers the perfect place for sightings through the clear desert sky. Last year, hundreds saw several real craft up there, as we reported on Coast to Coast. Tickets to Contact in the Desert are available at contactinthedesert.com. That's contactinthedesert.com, or by calling 323-721-1743. That's 323-721-1743.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business, so make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Love or loathe him, Donald J. Trump is our 45th president. There is no denying now that Trump will go down in history, both despised and admired. Commemorate Trump's presidency with your very own Trump Silver Bust from TrumpSilverStatue.com. This museum-quality heirloom Trump Silver Statue bust is hand-cast from 20 troy ounces of silver, a great investment from TrumpSilverStatue.com. Loathed or loved, own a valuable piece of Trump's legacy. Get your solid silver Trump bust today at TrumpSilverStatue.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and we are here at Rogers Campground. It is definitely not too late for you to get up here, because almost no one's here yet for Shire Fest.
It's gorgeous.
Somalia Fest also happening. Yeah, you really can't go wrong. Even if it's raining, it's still gorgeous here. But it's not raining right now, and so we're very happy about that. With you tonight, it's Ian.
And Daryl.
And Mark.
So we've been talking about the libertarian movement in general, the migration specifically to, what are we calling it, the freedom migration?
The New Hampshire freedom migration.
New Hampshire freedom migration that has been going on here. And so we kind of talked about the objections by libertarians to moving, but now you've touched on the objections by the statists who already live here to libertarians moving in.
Right, and, obviously there's going to be conflict when somebody who wants more freedom moves near somebody who wants to control other people. There's going to be conflict. The big conflict when chattel slavery was being, all the abolition talk was going on in the United States was, hey, you're going to tell me I've got to get rid of my property? Like, I paid a bunch of money for this. I don't know what.
Or inherited.
Yeah. Well, I mean, slaves were valuable.
Right.
They were valuable assets. People didn't want to give them up for that very reason. The government looked at a buyback program, but it was extraordinarily expensive and they weren't interested in doing that. It was, a war is cheaper, I guess. And that's kind of what you're dealing with here is, libertarians, the Free State Project has been accused of being the liberty migration that is going to move a bunch of libertarians here that are going to take over the government and leave you alone, right? And, that's really the fundamental problem that these people have. These people are like, but I want to control you in this area,
right,
and it's really
right.
important to me. We've seen the liberty activists in Keene, New Hampshire, have a terrible time at the school board meetings. Shouted down, mics taken from them.
Oh, yeah. Even this past year, there was a what they call a warrant article, which is basically, you know, a ballot initiative sort of thing, to wind up creating some voluntarily funded athletic fund. And the way it was worded is, shall the district be authorized to spend $1 to create this fund that will then solicit money, and people will just, you know, donate money to this fund?
Yeah.
I got up and said, I would like to amend this to say, shall the district accept a $1 donation for the creation of this fund?
That's a better term.
And here's the dollar.
Yep.
And one of the busybodies got up and spoke against it.
Because?
Because Daryl's a free stater, basically.
Oh.
He didn't actually say that, but, you know, he gave some weird reason. And it wound up, you know, my motion failed by the same vote as every other motion that was made by any liberty activist at the deliberative session. And then I got up and said, will you still accept my $1 donation?
They don't want your $1.
To use this dollar to create this fund.
They don't want that.
And then I actually got an ovation for still donating the dollar. But the fact that, you know, I'm just trying, hey, right.
They want you to accept that slavery with a smile on your face. That's why they're willing to clap for you. That's what they want. And I'm not saying you did anything wrong. I'm just saying that this is, they're trying to welcome you in. See, we beat you fair and square. We got more statists in the room than you got libertarians in the room. So good for you for accepting it. Thanks so much. I mean, you know, and in Washington, D.C. This week, some guy didn't accept it, right? Like, you know, he finally stood up and said, I don't accept it anymore. That's what government is, and that's the results of government. There you go.
So, yeah, well, there's, you know, obviously there's a lot we can discuss on these issues. And, of course, you can't join us here tonight because we're recording these episodes from Shire Fest and Somalia Fest and so on. But we appreciate you being out there listening. You're certainly welcome to comment by posting stuff on our website over at freetalklive.com.
And the forum.
And the forum, that's right. And there's several threads now over on the Free Talk Live forum, so people have been trying that out. You can go to forum.freetalklive.com to do that.
I've also got to make apparently a Facebook page for Shire Fest.
Yes.
That would be
Shire Fest great again.
You know, yeah, that would be a quick way to get something online. You know, I prefer a real website, but obviously that takes a lot more time.
I have no idea how to do that.
To do that.
Well, the HostGator makes it easy.
Yeah.
So one other point about the status here in New Hampshire and their objections. One of the classic ones is, oh, you free, you know, liberty people, you are causing all this trouble downtown. Like, because years ago, there were people who were smoking pot openly in downtown Keene, New Hampshire. Still happens on 420 in Concord, right at the state capitol. You guys shouldn't be breaking the law. You should be getting involved in the system and, you know, trying to work at it from the inside. But then as soon as you show up inside the system, like at these school board meetings, yep, that you were talking about before, then it's, oh, these people
you're
are
just
here
wasting our time.
They literally,
you should run for office. Well, not you, because you're just wasting people's time by running for office, but somebody like you should run for office.
Yeah, so the thing
so
is
that we can defeat you and then you shut up for 2 years.
Yeah, and they just don't want you there. That's a fact.
That's what. That's just what it comes down to.
They don't want you running for office.
And
they don't want
they're
you
never going to be happy about it. No. I mean, like, you could be killed in front of them, burned at the stake, had the ashes spread all over the state, and they'd be upset that they put them in the state. Like, that is that is how they feel.
Yeah, right.
And ultimately, you know, it what it takes is an influx of activists.
We need people.
To wear them down. Because they wear down as fast as anybody else does.
Well, right. Activists get burned out, but so do the statists.
And
right,
most statists are people that are involved in the government. It's in here in New Hampshire.
Or family members of those.
They're old. That's the reality. They've left. They're old. They've got the time. They're retired. And retired people like golf and warm weather.
Mm-hmm.
Florida's got those things. I want to make New Hampshire inhospitable and Florida hospitable.
Yeah,
so that
sure,
they can move. They can have my seat. Because I left Florida.
And some of the biggest mouthed objectors in the past have moved. There was a lady named Pam Martins who used to write for Counterpunch. These scathing attack pieces against the Free State Project. The
I think the last one she wrote from Florida.
Or the New Hampshire Freedom Migration that is going on. There was the cup guy who assaulted Sam Dodson, who was a co-host here on Free Talk Live, by touching him with a cup in the face. And that blew up on social media and the Free Keene blog. And he's gone. He owned a business in downtown Keene. He sold that and moved, I think, to L.A. So,
and then some of the people that object to those Free Staters, mm-hmm. and I'm using air quotes there, they'll sort of not remember things correctly, or they'll just think that anybody that does something they don't like is a free stater.
Yeah.
So the girl, I say girl, she was a grown woman when it was happening, was having her chest painted in Central Square.
Yep.
She was a local. But everybody's, those Free Staters running around topless painting women's breasts. Some guy allegedly stood in front of an ambulance or a fire truck or something.
During one of the 420s.
I've had people ask me, why do you Free Staters stand in front of fire trucks and ambulances? What are you talking about?
Yeah, it wasn't anyone we knew. It was just some townie.
And then the guy told me, several years ago somebody did this, and I heard he was a Free Stater.
Right, but if you ask them, look, the police report's full of crimes committed by people who live in Keene, New Hampshire. Why do you Keenies or Keeniacs or whatever commit crimes? Well, the notion is just as ridiculous that, I'm responsible for the people within this particular movement, every action of every person, every mistake that they might make. If they hit their wife, is that my problem? If they beat their children, is that my problem? Like, what am I responsible for that they do, and what am I not responsible for?
Well, see, didn't go out there and speak against it. Well, I didn't live here. Two, I didn't know what happened until you just asked me. Am I supposed to, daily write I apologize on behalf of anybody that did something wrong?
It wouldn't be good enough.
I do not condone people doing wrong things. There, I just said it live on the radio. Is that good enough? I don't condone people doing wrong things.
That must be what it's like to be part of any group, right, that's for whatever reason anybody has any problem with. I've heard Muslims make the same complaint. I've heard Christians make the same complaint. I think that
this is one of the problems that is a good problem to have.
This is the Bernie supporters are dealing with it right now.
The fact that there are people pushing back against the New Hampshire freedom migration here is an indicator that they're scared. They are pushing back because they know that we have an influence here. They know that we're having successes. At the same time, they'll say on the other side of their mouth, you guys are inconsequential. But they're spending all kinds of time on us, having seminars about us, posting on our blog posts and things like that. And so it's an indicator that we are having a tremendous amount of success here. And so part of that is to attract people here. And that's why we're here this weekend at Shire Fest and Somalia Fest. And there's a lot of people hopefully will be coming up to join us. We're going to continue broadcasting tomorrow, but we are out of time for tonight. So we'll see you tomorrow from Shire Fest and Somalia Fest and freetalklive.com.
Bitcoin.com is the most unique online destination in the Bitcoin universe. Buying Bitcoin? Do it here. Want to speak your mind to other Bitcoin users? Our forum is always open and censorship free at forum.bitcoin.com. There's no bigger Bitcoin believers than the Bitcoin.com team. That's why this site is a one-stop shop for everything you need to get into Bitcoin life. You can also play games at games.bitcoin.com. Learn more at bitcoin.com. That's bitcoin.com.
Do you need a website for your blog or new business? It can be pretty intimidating on your own, and that's why Free Talk Live has partnered with HostGator, one of the top hosting companies. HostGator offers a simple one-click, easy installation for WordPress, 24/7 over-the-phone or live chat tech support, and a very intuitive, user-friendly control panel that puts the power of creation back into your hands. Go to HostGator.com/FTL and you'll get 50% off of their regular hosting prices. 50% off. HostGator.com/FTL.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Be
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place. And the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.